Thank you.
Good evening.
Case number 11067, Francis and Henry N. Schneider, west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, west of Point Drive, being lot 25 within Ocean Ridge West Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Francis Schneider, 307 LaPointe Drive, Ocean Ridge West, Bethany.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing Mr. and Mrs. Schneider, who are seated behind me. This is an application for a side yard variances for a home located on Lot 25 and Ocean Ridge West. Ocean Ridge West is a development that's located on the west side of Route 1, north of Bethany. Mr. and Mrs. Schneider purchased this lot in 1998, and they built a home on the property in late 1999 and 2000. The lot itself is 70 feet wide. The house was designed to be 50 feet wide, and of course that would provide two 10-foot side yard setbacks as required by the ordinance. At the time of construction, an elevation certificate and construction stakeout was done by Mann Associates, who are a certified surveying firm. The house was built. Mr. and Mrs. Schneider moved in and have basically lived in the house for approximately 12 years. Earlier this year, they decided to sell the home. They listed it for sale and actually entered into a contract to sell the property. Settlement was scheduled in August. The Schneiders actually removed their personal property and put it in storage. And as settlement was approaching, the purchasers, as is normally part of a settlement, had a location survey done. And that location survey showed the encroachments that were here before you tonight about. If you look at the exhibits that I just handed out, the first one is just a Google Earth photo, and that shows the house there on the left with the star on it. Again, Route 1 to the right and the bay to the left. Number 2 is a survey, and you can skip that and just move to number 3, which is just a blown-up version of that survey. And if you look at the at Exhibit 3 there, you can see that in the front south corner, that would be to the left, there's an encroachment of 0.5 feet. On the north rear corner, there's an encroachment of 0.3 feet. And then to the rear of that, there's a rear deck, and there's an encroachment of 0.2 feet. Also, you'll note on the survey that the rear south corner, that would be the south, that would be the corner to the left, is actually half a foot more than is the required setback, and the front north corner is 0.3 feet more than is required. And rather obviously, the house layout is slightly out of square. We don't know what happened. We don't know why. As I said, there was a certified surveyor hired to lay it out. So it possibly could have been a surveying error when the house was laid out, or possibly a stake was knocked over and someone almost replaced it where it was supposed to be. But we don't know what happened on it. But in effect, as you can see, that the house was ever so slightly rotated on its axis a few inches to the side, resulting in it just being out of square on the lot. Unique circumstances here are that the owners, as I said, tried to comply with the requirements. They hired a professional surveyor to stake the house out, but the house, as noted, is out of square. The property can't be developed in conformity with the setback because it's already built. This isn't proposed construction. It's already there. The practical difficulty here was not created by the owner. I think they acted in reasonable and proper manner in having the building construction laid out properly. The variance will not alter the essential character of the area. The character of the area will remain the same as it in effect has been for the last 12 years. The variance is a minimal variance. And again, what we're requesting is a variance of the 0.5, 0.3, and 0.2 feet. And obviously that is not for the whole length of the house. That's a slight wedge that comes into compliance at approximately halfway down the length of the houses. And I would note that I'm not totally familiar with it yet, but under the new administrative variance procedure that has been created, this would be something that could have been submitted as an administrative variance to Mr. Lank, but this was filed before that was approved by council.
That's correct.
So again, it is a minimal variance. So Mr. Schneider, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes.
Gentlemen, that's everything I have, other than any questions you might have.
All right, we'll see then. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Ricker?
No.
And Mr. Callaway, no at this time. Hearing no question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious the structure was built to the setbacks, the way it's laid out, running with the property lines. I think that creates or substantiates a uniqueness. I think it appears that it was intended to be developed within strict conformity. At this point, I'd say it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. As the applicant's representative had stated that it wasn't of their doing but of the surveyors. I don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We haven't heard testimony otherwise, and a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,067.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,067. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards again?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,067 is approved at this time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Fuqua.